He is the founder and CEO of a company you probably have heard of if you've ever used a PC, American Megatrends Incorporated, or AMI. Mr. Shankar, thanks so much for joining us on Triangulation.
It's my pleasure.
The first question I asked, of course, is, do you still make BIOSes? And you do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, one of the things we want to talk about is this new Android for Windows, the Duos product. But let's start. Let's go back, if you don't mind, in 1985. And when you started AMI.
1985, I came over from India to the United States. And right away started the company because it was not easy to get a job.
If you can't get a job, make one of your own.
Exactly. So founded the company. I had a friend in this country who encouraged me to do that. So he was a partner, and the two of us started a design consulting company.
Design of Windows software or?
No, actually what we did was to offer design consulting services to design motherboards.
For the PC hardware industry. Design.
Yeah, exactly. Because I was very excited about the PC industry. I thought it had a great future. The company that I worked for in India was designing PCs. So I had a lot of background and experience in designing PC motherboards and developing software for it. So I saw an opportunity in this country to offer design services for designing and developing PC-compatible motherboards. You know, at that time, in 1985, PCAT was the rage.
Yes.
And it used 80286 microprocessor.
Right.
So we foresaw at that time that performance was going to be key. So we decided to do a 80386-based motherboard.
Were these the first 386-based motherboards?
It turned out it was, because what we did, we had designed 286, so we saw the 386 specifications and decided that we could design a motherboard, went to Vegas and offered our design services to PC companies and told them that we could develop an 80386-based motherboard and they could be the first in the world with a 386-based product.
Wow.
And at the show, I ran into Michael Dell, who was running PCs Limited.
Wow.
He was doing business as PCs Limited.
Was he still in college, or had he had graduated?
He had not graduated.
He was still a college kid. Dropped out.
No, he had dropped out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
He said he was making too much money at PCs Limited.
Building PCs in his dorm room.
Well, he had gone beyond that when I met him.
Yeah.
He was actually running a company. We had a little booth at the show. He stopped by and wanted to know what we were doing. And we said we offer design services, and he got interested. Started talking to me, and I suggested that he should look at doing a Swan motherboard, because what he was doing at that time, he was buying motherboards.
Sure.
He was assembling them and shipping them. And he was selling them by being the lowest cost provider in the PC industry. He sold mainly by lowballing pricing at that time.
Yeah, he wasn't a performance leader. He was a price leader.
He was conscious of performance, but he was a price leader for sure.
Yeah.
I suggested to him that instead of buying motherboards, he could develop his own motherboard and we could design a motherboard for him. And guess what? He got really interested. So at the end of the day, he invited me and my partner to dinner. We talked for some time, and we said that if he was interested, we could do a 80386 motherboard. So he said that he would like to get in touch with us after the show. After the show at that time, my partner lived in New Jersey, so I went back to New Jersey, and a few days later, in walked Michael Dell into that office, showing that he was really serious about this project that he talked to us about at Comdex in Vegas. He said that he was very interested in what he had talked about. He said that, can you come over to Austin? Because what I don't want to do is to have you do the design. Here in New Jersey, I would like to keep an eye on you guys. And really, that was a godsend, because while we had said that we had a design consulting company, I did not really have any equipment to do the design.
Oh.
So the company had been started without any money because I had come over from India. And at the time, India would not allow anybody to take out any currency out of that country. It is what is called Foreign Exchange Limited. So with Michael Dell offering to host me in Austin, the decision was made. I flew over to Austin. Believe it or not, Michael Dell was at the Austin airport to receive me and take me to an apartment he had rented for me.
Wow. He was serious about this. Getting a 386 was a big deal, I guess.
Yeah, it certainly was. He was there. The apartment had been rented. So there I was in the apartment. So what I did, I had a couple of friends that I knew who would be interested in the project. I rounded them up. We were all based in that little apartment. We started designing 386 motherboard, and this happened to be located just opposite PCs Limited. You could just walk across the road to PCs Limited at that time. So that is how we got our start, by doing a PC project for Michael Dell.